A federal appeals court panel has ordered a new corruption trial for former state representative Vic Coring because federal prosecutors failed to share favorable evidence with his defense attorney. This is the same issue that led a judge to reverse the conviction of U.S. Senator Ted Stevens and involves the same prosecution team and how they handled key witness Bill Allen. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The appeals court panel disagreed with trial court Judge John Sedgwick about whether the evidence not shared with Vic Coring would have made a difference in the trial. Vico Incorporated owner Bill Allen expected friendly treatment for the oil companies from Coring and repeatedly gave him money. Some of this was caught on recordings, like this one made by the FBI in Allen's room in the Baranoff Hotel during the 2006 legislative session. Coring tells Allen that he owes money on his credit card and can't pay it. He says it would be politically embarrassing to him if it got out that bill collectors were after him, and he just didn't have the money. It is right on camera when Allen hands Coring a fistful of what he said were $100 bills. What the jury did not know was that Bill Allen was under investigation for his relations with underage girls, and this could have been used to cast doubt on Allen's testimony about the money he gave Coring and why he gave it, says the three-judge appeals court panel in its ruling. There was other evidence as well, Allen's memory problems, and the kind of favorable treatment he got from prosecutors in exchange for his cooperating and giving evidence. As it turned out, the jury did not convict Coring of extortion, trying to squeeze money from Allen, so Judge Sedgwick concluded that whether Allen lied about the $17,000 was not material. But the appeals panel didn't see it that way. They say Coring was prejudiced by the suppression. It's not known whether a new trial will actually happen. Coring has been out of prison since June of 2009. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.